Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Journals podcast. My name is Caroline and I'm the host of this podcast. Today is the 1st of November 2021 and in Germany, so yesterday was Halloween, so it was quite a big deal. I think more and more in the past years, as Halloween is being celebrated in Germany, more and more, so you see decorations everywhere and you see people wearing masks and everything. And I think this is a relatively new development. So when I first moved to Germany, this wasn't the case, but so currently it's different. And yesterday evening we went to a Halloween party. So a friend of ours, German friend of ours, has been hosting Halloween parties every year. And so we went to one. So the purpose of this podcast is to talk about an email that someone sent to me, and it regards an incident that happened a few weeks ago. So I'll just read it and comment on what I think about it. So I'll read it. So it's from Hannah. Hannah doesn't say where she writes from, so I'll just assume that it's one of the listeners. So she asks that, could you comment on the incident of Wolfram Jill? Why would he lie about being attacked, being denied entry into a hotel because of his chain, when it's all not true? You know? So those of you who are wondering what this is about, Wolfram Jill is a German Jewish musician who claimed a few weeks ago, I think about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, he claimed that he had been a victim of anti-Semitism. So Jill Wolfram himself is Jewish, he's a German Jew, and he's a fairly successful musician, you know, or I mean, I don't know his music per se, but it's someone I've seen in the media, so he has relative success, you know. So I did see a video about him that he had circulated online, and I think it was initially posted on Instagram, but I did see that video, I think, off Twitter. And the video was basically of him saying that he had gone to a hotel in Leipzig. Leipzig is a town in the eastern part of Germany, and he wanted to check in, and they didn't let him check in. And the person who was working in the hotel, like, was checking people in. He claimed that it was a guy told him to remove his chain. Now the chain that they're talking about is a Star of David chain. You know, it's a chain that is worn by Jews, or it's a symbol of Judaism, you know. So I don't think it's necessarily comes in form of a chain. It's just something that that Jews wear, and Jews identify with as a sign of their religion, you know. So he claimed that he had a chain on, and the chain had that symbol of David, like that Star of David. And the person working at the hotel, the employee at the hotel, told him to remove that chain before he served, before he's checked in, you know. So which clearly show a hostility to Jews, because if you see that star, you definitely, it's something that you associate with Jews. So basically, he said, like, the person did not want to check him in because of that. So when I saw this video, I felt very sad and very just really heartbroken. And the funny thing is, because it's in Eastern Germany and it was shortly after the elections, and Eastern Germany again had voted for the neo-Nazi party, AfD, like, that party is very strong in Eastern Germany. My first thought was that this is despicable, but I didn't doubt it, you know, because this is a part of Germany that is associated with a lot of right-wing, like, strong right-wing views and that kind of stuff. But it wasn't just people like me who got upset about it. I think everyone, like basically mainstream German media, was really outraged by this. So many prominent people gave statement after statement, kind of standing, showing their solidarity with him and condemning this kind of behavior, you know, this kind of anti-Semitism and hostility intolerance to minorities. I have to say that Jill Offering, this musician, he's white, you know, so he's not like a brown person in any way. He's a white person with brown hair. So he's a white man, you know. Now, the funny thing is that a few days later, just as soon as he said this, as soon as this thing completely blew up, there were talks of the issues being completely different, that it did not happen exactly like that, you know. So he was asked, there were complaints, you know, like he was like the hotel basically sent the person who had been working there, like there was, I think, two workers on compulsory leave, and they basically started investigating, you know. But the media basically, social media basically went crazy, you know, like there was so much anger. But it's also the fact that Germany continues to struggle with the history of anti-Semitism. So it's not something that is taken, like lightly, you know. And I saw that this was also spread in international media, and that's the articles also in so many other like English speaking countries about this. And so for Germany, this is a disaster, you know, like this is because this is an image that they've kind of that they actively try to come away from, you know. There are people like maybe more than in any country, there are people in Germany don't joke about anti-Semitism, you know. They believe it, you know. They really try to do something about it, you know. So it turns out, I think last week it turned out that this guy, like a video appeared where it's shown that the guy had where the guy is shown walking into the hotel. And the funny thing is that he doesn't have a chain, you know, so the issue of the wearing a Star of David and being told to remove it does not arise if he didn't even have the chain, you know, with a Star of David on it, you know. And the other thing is that he said that the person who, the employee of the hotel is called Westin Hotel in Leipzig, who told him to remove the chain or remove the Star of David from his whatever, he implied that it was a man. Now in this video it's shown, it's you can clearly see that there's a lady behind the counter, you know. And so that story did not add up, you know. So the Bild Zeitung, one of the like biggest newspapers in Germany, it's kind of yellow press, you know, so it's not like a normal news channel, like news media, like Süddeutsche Zeitung or whatever, you know. It's a bit yellowish press, you know. So they asked, but they usually kind of reporting news about celebrities and that kind of stuff. So they asked him for a statement, and he didn't give a statement, you know. I think he kind of they confronted him with the video showing kind of contradicting the stuff that he had claimed. And he didn't have an explanation, you know. He said like, yeah, I think it's all about the big picture. Like he just kind of, and I was heartbroken when I read this, when I read this, you know, because it was clear that he had made it up, you know. Like he basically, he wanted to be served as fast as possible, and then this didn't happen. And apparently he even threatened them, you know. He told them that he was going to post a video that was going to go viral, you know. And so basically he was using his celebrity status to basically spread falsehoods, you know, and basically, stay lies, you know. Like I would say that it was basically inciting people, you know. And so far, as far as I know, so far there's been no clear statement from him, you know. So as of this point, as of the 1st of November, we can assume that he made it up, you know. But why would he make it up? You know, I think what is really sad about this story is that whenever one of the biggest things that anti-Semites say is that they deny that the Holocaust happened. They denied that the Jews were treated badly in Germany. You know, they kind of act like it was all just made up, you know. Now, if a Jewish person, imagine a Jewish person coming up with a story that is not true and kind of spreading it, then he's basically doing the work of anti-Semites, you know. He's basically destroying all the hard work that people have put in to also protect Jews and also minorities like people like us, you know, who were basically not born in this country, you know. So I don't know, it just really leaves a bad taste in my mouth, you know. I'm really disappointed about him, and I think many people are disappointed, you know, because normally so many people experience racism or discrimination and they don't say anything, you know. They kind of just let it slide because it takes so much energy. And for someone to come up with to lie about something like that, I think more than anything, it hurts those who are real victims of discrimination or anti-Semitism, like the Jews in Germany. You know, Jews in Germany are as threatened as ever. You know, there are the general public is very, I would say, very vigilant and tries to fight it, but it's an existing threat, you know. It's something that anyone who lives in Germany cannot take for granted, you know. And so I just don't know what this guy. I think that he did it for fame, you know. I think he'd not be the first one to have done something like this. But I think like that kind of behavior is completely, utterly despicable, you know. I think that there is no excuse for coming up with such lies, you know. And I really just hope that anyone who's thinking of coming up with lies like that, I hope that they just stop, because they are not just, of course, he's hurt his career and his reputation and stuff. And I would really be surprised if he recovers from this, you know. But the other thing is that he's hurting the larger community, the larger Jewish community and other minorities who are discriminated against and and have to kind of fight to be heard, you know. So yeah, so that's my take on it. I just think it's totally, totally despicable, you know, and there is no excuse for lying about discrimination, you know. There's just so much discrimination that is happening, and there's no, yeah, if you wanted to be more famous or to do something else to be more known, I think there are better ways than coming up with a lie, you know. And of course, also for the hotel in Leipzig, it's pretty unfortunate, but I think the really, really bad thing is what the damage that is done to all those, also those Germans who keep standing with Jews and minorities and fighting against discrimination. Now neo-Nazis and all kinds of anti-Semites can claim that it's all lies, you know. And those of you who have ever talked about discrimination, you know that most of the time people doubt you, you know. People doubt like it's true, you know. They kind of make you have to like really explain yourself, you know. So I'm really disappointed that Jill offering thought like that was a good idea. Thanks a lot for listening. If you have any other questions, please send it to podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. Otherwise, please subscribe to the podcast and share it. And if you like it, then please give it a 5-star rating. Thanks for listening. Bye.